Welcome to Familypreneur, the podcast for parent entrepreneurs
raising kidpreneurs.
It's time for your weekly dose of inspiration and actionable tips to build your business and find better balance, all while strengthening your family. And now we'd like to introduce your host.
She's my mom and thebomb.com,
Meg Brunson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Familypreneur podcast.
Today's guest is fiercely committed to helping businesses and podcasters build profitable online communities through simple social media solutions. She's the host of the Savvy Social podcast, creator of the Savvy Social School, a digital platform designed to teach its 100 plus members, predominantly small business owners, how to implement organic social media strategies, and she's named one of Social Report's top marketers to follow. I'm excited today to introduce you to Andrea Jones. Andrea, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
I would love to start by hearing the story of kind of what made you fall in love with LinkedIn and got you to this point where you're providing services related to the platform.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's funny because I started my business focusing on platforms like Facebook and Instagram, and I am an organic first marketer. So I don't do a lot of suggestions around paid advertising, for instance. Well, with Facebook becoming more and more challenging for a business to navigate it without using paid advertising, I started exploring other options, and that's when I landed on LinkedIn. And interestingly enough, I've been teaching this for almost 4 years now, LinkedIn strategies, and it still has a bit of a stigma as being this really professional and buttoned up platform. But I see entrepreneurs absolutely crush it on the platform because of that, because they can come in with something a little bit more fun or a little bit more casual. They tend to stand out amongst the competition.
Now, can you tell me, you started to touch on it, so I feel like it's a good segment, a little bit about the demographics of people using LinkedIn, and then what businesses or entrepreneurs are best suited to have a presence there? And if there's anybody who's really not, I'd love to know that too.
Yeah, so it is mostly a business-to-business platform. You do have to remember, though, that it's all individuals, right? It is individual people that you're connecting with, but it mostly is a platform for connecting with other businesses. So if, for instance, you have a course that teaches yoga professionals how to build their business, then it's really easy to use LinkedIn to find yoga professionals and connect with them. The kind of industries that do find this more challenging are industries that help people on a more personal level. So an example would be one of my clients was a coach for women going through divorce, and it was very challenging to identify those women on LinkedIn because it's not really something people put in their profile. So industries like that may find it more challenging to find and connect and start conversations around those topics because of the nature of the platform.
But it would still be a good place for networking and collaboration opportunities, right?
Yes, absolutely. So for instance, if you are that coach who coaches women going through divorce, then connecting with divorce lawyers is a great opportunity for you. So while the lawyer can handle the more technical and legal side of that process, having someone to help an individual with the emotional side is a great collaboration. So again, look at it more so for that networking and collaborative element versus finding like the end consumer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, at the Organic Marketing Summit, we're very focused on developing a marketing plan. That's the common thread that ties all of our presentations together. Can you share your experience with the importance of having a plan for business success?
Yes, absolutely. Especially on a platform like LinkedIn, planning is so necessary and fundamental towards success. It is very easy to get lost down a rabbit hole of clicking and clicking and looking around and kind of posting sporadically and then wondering why you're not seeing success or why you're not seeing results at the end of the day. So having that plan in place is vital to making sure that as a business, you're getting the return on your time investment into this platform. If you can't say I put in this amount of time and I'm getting this back from it, then it's going to be really hard for you to justify using LinkedIn as a platform in the long run.
Yes. So if any of this resonates with you, if you struggle with planning, This is the summit that you're going to want to attend. And as Andrea pointed out, I really do believe that LinkedIn is a platform for everybody. Even if you're not prospecting for clients there, you are going to be looking for to expand your network and doing networking there. Andrea has so much more value to contribute, and she's going to be sharing it all with us at the Organic Marketing Summit, which is happening November 9th through the 13th. So over the course of that 1 week, attendees are building their 2021 marketing plan alongside over 20 industry-leading experts who are all invested in your success. Tickets are completely free, so head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and reserve your free ticket now before something happens and you forget to do it. You don't want to miss this event. Andrea, thank you so much for taking the time to not only be a speaker at our summit, but also to join me for this interview today.
Thanks for having me. This has been fun.
Awesome. And we both look forward to seeing you at the Organic Marketing Summit. Bye for now.
Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and grab your free ticket to the Organic Marketing Summit today. It's happening November 9th through 13th, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Bye for now.
Do us a favor. Share this podcast to a friend. It's like my mom always says, sharing is caring.